women motorcycle riders. How about let's meet one of those women? This is Susan Hughes, and she's been a motorcycle rider for, hey, Susan, how long?
It's been probably just almost 2 years now I've been a motorcycle rider.
Why did you start riding?
About 3 years ago, my husband passed away, and that taught me some very important things in my life that, you know, you shouldn't wait to do the things that you want to do. And my daughter and I took a motorcycle class, and after that, we went to Bike Week, and shortly thereafter, I went and bought my bike.
Now, you say you went to Bike Week. Everybody goes to these big conventions and gatherings of bikers. What is it that you found at Bike Week that really stimulated you, that touched the spirit?
It's kind of funny. You go and you see how they just gather and they have a good time. And even though they're from all over parts of the United States, and even some of them come from different parts of the world, it's just like one big family. And it just felt good to see them all gather together and have a good time.
We're standing next to your bike. What kind of bike is it and why did you choose it?
Actually, I have a bigger bike than women normally choose. I have a 2008 Heritage Softail. I chose it because it was low to the ground and it gave me a comfortable sit. When I came to a stop, my feet were firmly planted on the ground. It rode really nice, and that's why I chose it. And I didn't want to pick a smaller bike and then have to go to a larger bike.
Well, it is a beauty. It's got all of the accoutrements that you expect in a biker babe with the leather panniers and the chrome. It's absolutely gorgeous. Speaking of that, do you like being called a biker babe, or what do women motorcycle riders prefer to be called?
Well, I don't know what the majority of them prefer to be called. I just prefer to be called a female cyclist.
Well, there are quite a number of female cyclists in the state of Florida, and it's a growing number. Out of the 600 and plus thousand registered motorcyclists, more than 10% of them are women. Why do you think women have suddenly become so attracted to motorcycle riding?
I think we found that it was something that we could do before. I think it was one of those things that was considered a man's sport, and we found that it was something that we could do and that we thoroughly enjoyed.
And what does it make you feel like when you're out there in the wind?
You know, when I go out and ride, it gives me some solidarity. I go out and I go places I enjoy to see, and it gives me a new perspective on things that I might not see otherwise going in my truck.
So you have a truck to match your bike. Huh?
Absolutely.
And Susan, what do you do for a living? What is your occupation?
I am a team leader with the Seminole County Fire Rescue EMS 911 Center.
And what do your coworkers think about when you come riding up on this beautiful bike?
They at first were a little bit shocked, especially for me. I actually have one of my assistant team leaders who also rides a Harley, so we make a good pair on shift.
Do you do your own maintenance on this bike?
No, actually, that's something I leave to the professionals. I take it over to the Harley dealership and have them do it.
Have you ever broken down along the side of the road?
No. I keep my preventative maintenance up when it's due, and I have a brand new bike, so I haven't had that unfortunate incident happen to me yet.
Well, speaking of unfortunate incidences, motorcycle riders are about 6 times more likely to die than automobile drivers. Does this danger worry you?
Well, you know, the thought's always in the back of your head. I firmly believe one thing. I believe in the Lord, and I believe if it's my time to go, it's my time to go, but you have to be a proactive rider. You have to watch everything in front of you, in back of you, to the side of you. You always have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to take accountability and know that you're responsible for yourself, that the other drivers and riders out there are not going to watch out for you. You have to take care of yourself.
Speaking of the danger, have you ever been in an accident?
It's funny you should ask that. 6 months after I had my bike, I had an unfortunate situation where I had to pull my bike to the side of the road. And when I did that, there was a drop-off in a bunch of loose gravel, and I dumped my bike. And when I did so, I received an injury to my hand trying to hold my bike up. And doing so, I tore the ligament clean through on my hand and had to have surgery.
Do you wear a helmet?
Yes, I wear a helmet at all times. When I first started riding, I didn't. And I thought about it and talked with a couple of folks. You know, it really kind of woke me up to the dangers of wearing a helmet versus not wearing a helmet. And now I wear my helmet at all times, even if it's just to go around the block.
And I know in Florida, when the helmet law was changed, they had about a 24% increase in the number of fatalities. We've seen women riding motorcycles, but they're almost always hanging on to a guy who's doing the driving. What made you not want to be the one hanging on the back?
Well, I'm pretty much one of these individuals that like to do my own thing and be in charge. I wanted to have my own bike and have the freedom to come and go and make my own choices with that. I enjoy riding. I have a lot of friends that I ride with that are male riders. I have female riders that I ride with, and it was just something that at this time in my life that I wanted to do, and I made that choice.
Well, one of the statistics that the state of Florida says is that in motorcycle accidents, about 97% of the accidents that occur to male riders. Only 3% occur to female drivers, motorcycle riders, sorry. What's the difference? Why that the women seem to have a much higher safety record than men?
I think my own opinion on that would be is that maybe at some point in time that men maybe take a few more chances than women might take. I think that we are a little more cautious because we maybe are sometimes a smaller stature and are, you know, not as daring and have something to prove or want to prove something. I don't know. I don't know why that stat is. Maybe it's, you know, it could be also that there's more men cyclists out there than females. So maybe the statistics are higher on that.
But 10% of all motorcyclists are women, yet they are involved in only 3% of the accidents. Hey, that's pretty good. But I think you're right. I think women are smaller in size, and therefore they have to be much more aware when they're riding this big hog about what's facing them.
Yes, I agree.
When you go out riding, where do you choose to ride, and what's the longest trip you've taken?
Thus far, since I've owned my bike, I go to the beach a lot. I ride to the beach a lot. Sometimes I go over to Cape Canaveral. I will go over to Lake County. I like riding the roads and the hills of Lake County. But the longest trip that I've taken, I would say, is over to St. Augustine on the interstate.
Is there a difference in driving on the interstate than on the back roads?
For me, there is, because I have a small stature. The wind is a real big issue for me on the interstate. With all the side wind vortex on the interstate, and especially on a windy day, if the winds are really high on a day, I won't take the bike out because I am so small. And then with the traffic going by, that does create a big problem.
Yeah, you're going along and an 18-wheeler comes by. Yikes.
Yeah.
Cause a problem. This beautiful bike, does it have a name or a personality?
I just call it Pretty Pearl because it's Pretty Pearl White.
And do you have a name as a biker woman?
No, you know, I've never been given one. People just look at me, and a lot of the people that I've known through the years are just thoroughly amazed that I ride such a big bike. They just say, "You're such a little thing. You're riding that big bike."
Do you have a favorite book or a favorite movie about motorcycles? Are you into that, where you read about it, watch TV shows about it, or is this just your personal hobby?
Well, it's a personal hobby, but I go back many years, and I think the most favorite movie that I have that I watch occasionally is Easy Rider. I do like that movie.
Oh, that's a champion. That's one of the iconic pieces of motorcycling, isn't it? Okay. Is there any advice you'd want to give to other women, women who are looking for a little adventure, a little freedom on the road, or might be just thinking about a bike but not quite ready yet? What would you advise them?
If they're thinking about choosing to ride a motorcycle or buying a motorcycle, go take the safety course. And once they take the safety course, go rent a motorcycle. And you can do that through any dealership. See if they like it. I encourage every female out there to experience what I experienced because it's enjoyable. It truly, truly is enjoyable.
So you don't have to buy one. You can just go out and test one and see if it's what you like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even if you don't want to buy it, you can rent it when you choose to go and say, this weekend I want to just rent a bike for the weekend and go on a trip.
Do you have to have a special motorcycle license in order to ride a motorcycle, or is your driver's license good enough?
You know, the Florida law has just changed, and you do have to have a motorcycle license now. That just recently changed. I do believe it was last year.
Well, Susan, it's been a pleasure talking to you, even with the airplanes that seem to be going overhead at every moment. I appreciate the time that you've given us.